All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's be. We're picking up on page Kuf Mem Beis, Parak Yud Gimel in Mesilas Yesharim. We started yesterday the Mid of Prishus. If you remember, again, the Ramchal introduced to us this incredible idea of Prishus, meaning separating yourself from what? So if you remember, again, the Ramchal highlighted that there are three different categories of separation. There is, of course, Isurei Daraisa, biblical prohibitions, things the Torah tells us we cannot do. Then there are, based on that, Isurei Dirabanan, rabbinic prohibitions that are there to create a boundary around the biblical prohibitions. And then lastly, which is what we're focusing on in this chapter, are the additional Herchekim, the additional, we'll call it, buffers or boundaries that every person needs to create for themselves based on my own disposition, my own frailties, my own weaknesses, what it is that I'm susceptible to. And it's in this category of precious where I identify the things that are technically mutter, technically permitted, but I choose not to engage in them in order to go ahead and create a buffer, in order to create a protective fence. Again, all of this in an effort to bolster my own holiness. Ve'in tomar, minayin alanu lihios mosifim v'holchim b'isurim. So just to give you, by the way, just to illustrate that model, you know, so what Ramchal would say is that, you know, anytime a person has a problem, say a person, chas v'shalom, has an addiction, so how do they go ahead and deal with the addiction? So, of course, number one is don't engage in the forbidden substance, right? Don't take the drugs, don't drink the alcohol. Then ultimately, again, there is a geder. The geder would probably be, don't go to a bar, right? Don't go to a bar, right? That's a good protective fence around that. But then a person might choose to say, you know what? I need some additional things to change in my lifestyle that are fine, that by themselves are innocuous. But I know that I have to change it in order to go ahead and ensure that I don't go ahead and once again fall into that negative behavior. So maybe it's saying, I'm not going to associate with certain people. Maybe it's saying, I'm not going to engage in certain recreational activities, because those activities themselves, while they are permitted, often lead to other things. We have this all the time in life. That's the din of precious. Vim tomar, minayin lanu lios mosifim v'holchim b'isurim. So says Ramchal, how do you know that there's even such a concept of adding on prohibitions? After all, Bahari Chachaminu Zichron Livracha Amru, Lo Dayecha Masha Asra Torah She'ata Ba Le'asor Alecha Dvarim Acherim. So remember, again, he goes to Yerushalmi, who says, the rabbis prohibited enough. God prohibited enough. There's absolutely no need to go ahead and prohibit more than is already prohibited. Vahari Masha Ro Chachaminu Zichron Livracha Bechach Maso. Samchal says again, and also it's actually a very validating statement. Avisi Yechidosh Baruch Hu made his prohibitions. Chazal, right, the rabbis made their prohibitions, again, all in an effort to protect biblical law. But there's a concept that don't go aser something, don't go prohibit something that Chazal did not prohibit. If Chazal said it's okay, they prohibited enough stuff. If they wanted it to be aser, they would say that it's aser. If they didn't say it's aser, then it's mutter. So now why should I come along and start adding on additional personal Yisroel for myself? Where do we get this concept that I should be adding on additional Gidarim, additional protective fences for myself? So he goes on, he says, another problem. Shein Gvul Davrazeh. Furthermore, again, I'll say, this is such an incredible statement. There's no boundary. In other words, once you get into this idea that I should go ahead and be Parush, that I should go ahead and establish within myself this Midav separation, and distance myself even from those things that are permitted, lest they lead to something that is prohibited, isn't there a concern that this is like a personalistic black hole, right? Isn't there a concern that at the end of the day, Ein L'davar Sof, you could keep on assering and assering and assering and assering? Look what he writes. Shein Gvul Davar Zeh V'Nimtza. We'll see, these words are incredible. V'Nimtza. Im Kein Ha'adam Shomeim Umu'una V'Lo Nena Mina Olam Klal. I will say, do you know what happens when you, which is a very powerful statement. Do you know what happens when you keep piling on chumras? Do you know how when you keep piling on chumras? Chumra after chumra after chumra after chumra, people become miserable. People become miserable. We see this, by the way, right? Mamish, you don't need imagination. We see this happen all the time. Again, chumras are exceptionally important. And stringencies in halacha and stringencies in Yiddishkeit are absolute necessities in different areas. But when you keep chumra after chumra after chumra, you keep adding on, a person loses that joy of life. A person, it saps a person of vitality. It drains out all individuality. His wording is so strange here. Shomeim u'mauna. Shomeim means desolate, right? Mauna means afflicted. V'lo nana mina olam klal. And a person won't find any joy in life. And furthermore, the Chazal said, "Kos Yerushalmi." Listen, this is wild. Says Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, "Sha'asad Adam liten din lifnei amakum, akoma sherau einav velo ratza leechal mimenu, afa pi shahayamutra lo vahaya yachol." Let's listen to this. After 120, one of apparently the many things that we're going to have to give judgment for is the food that we saw with our eyes, but we didn't eat. Things that were mutter, right? But ultimately, again, I didn't partake of it. Nebo said, what does that mean? And I'm supposed to partake of everything. First of all, again, we're going to see contrary ma'amari chazam. What the Ramchal is saying, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you a world, right? And that world is filled with beautiful things. And I created those beautiful things for you to enjoy them. That's why they're here. Enjoy the world. Enjoy your life. And so after 120, this is incredible. The same way that I have to give din v'cheshbon for the things I've done wrong, I also have to give din v'cheshbon for perhaps not enjoying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world enough. Now, I'm not too worried about saying din v'cheshbon on that one. I think I have that one pretty much covered, right? But again, the sentiment is incredibly amazing, right? So what the Ramchal is saying over here is, how do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually wants us to add on all of these personalistic prohibitions in an effort to safeguard our spirituality? After all, again, adding on additional levels of personalistic prohibition, doesn't that run the risk of sapping the joy from life? And don't we have an obligation to go ahead and enjoy life, enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world? So aren't we concerned that this is going to leave a person, these additional levels of personalistic prohibition, that is going to leave me, what the Ramchal says, Shomeim Uma'una, paragraph Dalid. Hachuvahi, I will say, so the answer to this is, Ki apishos vada, I will say, I have to tell you, I'm sure you see this also, like, to read something like this in a sefer of Musar is such an incredible thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy life. It's very important. Sometimes people don't think this, and they think that the greatest metric of personal piety is the more tzibrachin and angry and braigis and disenchanted and disconnected from the world that you look, you know, that's a holy guy. Right? He looks so miserable, mamish, I'm mekana him, right? I'm mekana that level of dveikas b'Hashem. I say that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to enjoy life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even wants us to enjoy the material world. After all, again, why would he have created so much material stuff if he didn't want us to enjoy it? Of course, he wants us to enjoy it responsibly. And he wants us to enjoy it ultimately, again, b'kedusha u'betara. But he wants us to enjoy it. I think sometimes this is so lost that we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to disassociate, disengage, disconnect from the world. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, he wants us to enjoy it. So also we'll do one more line and we'll stop. Paragraph Dalet. So what's the tshuva? What's the answer? Ki aprishos vaday tzarech u'muchroch. Prishos is an absolute necessity. You must have prishos. V'yishiru alav chachamin zichron levracha pechkuf mem gimel huma shenemar kedoshim tiyu prushim tiyu. So we'll say, so remember again, the Ramchal says also, with this we'll have to stop here for today, that the mandate for Prishus is really learned out from the concept ultimately of kedoshim tiyu. So remember again, Yidoshim Tiyu, which means to be holy, at first glance is a seemingly amorphous obligation. What does it mean to be holy? Of course, our entire life is about becoming holy. So what's the nature of this particular command? So remember again, you have Rashi brings it down, Arayas, but of course the Ramban already brings down this idea, Kadeshes Atzmicha B'mashem Mutralach. It's about sanctifying yourself with that which is permitted. Even if something is permitted, doesn't mean I should have it. And understanding what it is that I should prohibit to myself in an effort to facilitate my growth and to safeguard my spirituality is an incredibly important and indispensable part of our Yiddishkeit. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up tomorrow. The Ramcha will build on this concept of Prushim Tiyu. What is Kedoshim Tiyu? Prushim Tiyu. Be separate. Kadesh is Atzmicha b'mashem Mutlach. We'll continue tomorrow. Meretz Hashem. Sure.